Mathematics wasn't born in textbooks. It emerged from human necessity. Our ancestors began with simple one-to-one counting using stones or tokens to track livestock and harvests. These physical aids gradually evolved into symbols, then sophisticated number systems. The Hindu-Arabic decimal system we use today, with its elegant place value structure and revolutionary zero concept, represents thousands of years of mathematical evolution. What makes our number system so powerful? 10 simple digits, 0 to 9, can express any quantity through position. In 45,019, we have 4 10,000s, 5 thousands, 0 hundreds, 1 10, and 9 ones, each position worth 10 times more than the position to its right. This elegant system replaced cumbersome methods like Roman numerals, allowing us to represent vast quantities efficiently. Numbers reveal fascinating patterns when we look closely. Even numbers, 2, 4, 6, and odd numbers, 1, 3, 5, follow predictable sequences. Square numbers, 1, 4, 9, 16, can be visualized as squares of objects. And exponents show how small values grow exponentially. Remember the penny doubling example? A penny doubled daily reaches over $5 million after just 30 days. Imagine a straight line extending infinitely in both directions with regularly spaced marks. This simple visualization, the number line, becomes a powerful tool for understanding mathematical relationships. Numbers increase as you move right and decrease as you move left. Zero marks the pivotal point between positive and negative territories, a profound concept representing nothing, which children grasp through concrete examples. If you have three apples and someone takes all three away, you're left with zero apples. Mathematical understanding encompasses four fundamental number sets: counting numbers, 1, 2, 3, for counting objects; integers, which include zero and negative numbers; rational numbers, which are fractions expressible as integer ratios; and real numbers, which include all rational numbers plus irrational numbers like pi or 2. On the number line, addition means moving right, subtraction means moving left. Negative numbers extend leftward, representing values less than zero, like being $3 in debt, negative 3. The four fundamental operations form mathematics' foundation. Addition combines values using the plus sign, requiring digit alignment by place value and carrying when necessary. Subtraction finds differences using the minus sign, sometimes requiring borrowing. Multiplication serves as shorthand for repeated addition. Visualize this by circling every other number on the number line to see multiples of 2. Division splits things equally, often producing remainders, portions that can't be divided equally. Word problems connect mathematical skills with real-world scenarios, building critical thinking abilities essential for daily life. Though challenging for many students, these problems reflect the quantitative reasoning needed in practical situations, from calculating shopping discounts to determining travel times. The solution process follows four key steps. First, read carefully and create a word equation capturing relationships. Second, convert these relationships into mathematical symbols. Third, solve the equation. Fourth, review the original question to ensure your answer addresses what was asked. For example, Nunu is spinning 17 plates, and Bobo is spinning 5 fewer plates than Nunu. We write Nunu equals 17 and Bobo plus 5 equals Nunu. Substituting gives us Bobo plus 5 equals 17, meaning Bobo has 12 plates. For complex problems with multiple variables, organize information in a chart showing how quantities relate to each other. Identify the base value and express other quantities in relation to it. This structured approach works effectively even with sophisticated problems involving numerous variables. Mathematics represents parts of a whole through fractions, decimals, and percents, three expressions of the same concept. Fractions represent division, with the numerator, top number, divided by the denominator, bottom number. Fractions like 1/2, 2/4 and 3/6 are equivalent despite different terms. When adding or subtracting fractions with the same denominator, simply combine the numerators while keeping the denominator. Decimals represent parts using our base 10 system. The decimal places extend rightward from the decimal point as tenths, hundredths, and thousandths. Decimals work well for money calculations, with 0.50 equaling half a dollar. Percents represent parts per hundred, with percent meaning out of 100. Having 50% means you have half the total. Converting between forms is simple. To change percent to decimal, drop the percent sign and move the decimal point 2 places left. For decimal to percent, move the decimal point 2 places right and add percent. Algebra uses letters, especially x, as variables to represent unknown values, functioning as placeholders for numbers when ordinary arithmetic falls short. When solving algebraic equations, the goal is to isolate the variable on one side, using the balance scale method. Whatever you do to one side, you must do to the other. This typically involves 1. Moving constants to one side, 2. Moving variable terms to the other side, and 3. Dividing to isolate the variable. For example, with 11x minus 13 equals 9x plus 3, add 13 to both sides. 11x equals 9x plus 16. Subtract 9x from both sides, 2x equals 16, then divide by 2 to find x equals 8. To solve word problems, follow 5 steps. Declare a variable, set up the equation, solve it, answer the question asked, and check your work. Choose variables representing the smallest quantities to avoid fractions. Mathematics isn't just for tests, it's a practical toolkit for everyday life. When calculating tips, estimating paint quantities, or evaluating sales, you're applying fundamental mathematical concepts. The beauty of mathematics lies in its logical structure, where each concept builds upon previous ones, creating a coherent framework for understanding our world. From ancient shepherds counting with stones to modern engineers designing spacecraft, the same basic principles apply. Remember, mathematical concepts aren't arbitrary rules to memorize, but powerful tools refined over thousands of years. With practice and understanding, anyone can transform from not a math person into someone who confidently navigates the numerical universe. Mathematics isn't about innate intelligence, it's about developing skills that anyone can master with the right approach and sufficient practice. The true excitement of mathematics comes from discovering patterns and solving puzzles. Understanding the why behind concepts rather than memorizing procedures develops deeper insights and problem-solving flexibility. Mathematics reveals hidden connections. Fibonacci sequences appear throughout nature in flower petals and spiral galaxies, while the golden ratio, 1.618, shows up in art, architecture, and facial proportions. These relationships explain why certain designs feel aesthetically pleasing. Mathematics teaches critical, logical thinking. When solving complex problems, we learn to break them down into steps, identify relevant information, and recognize patterns, skills transferable to countless areas of life. This structured approach helps us tackle challenges methodically rather than through trial and error. Perhaps most importantly, mathematics cultivates persistence. Working through difficult problems builds resilience and the understanding that mistakes are valuable learning opportunities. This growth mindset, believing abilities develop through dedication and hard work, is mathematics' most valuable lesson.